If it's simple PX and these are the cure today's date is 07/17/2025. The patient is from Miss Christine Antiog. Antiog spells A-N-T-O-I-G-U-E. Antiog. Christine spells C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E. Date of birth is 05/20/1967. 58-year-old female. Here with multiple complaints, period. Next bar. Patient reports she has back pain. Said sometimes she experiences radiation down to her lower extremities and is complaining of urinary incontinence, period. She said a few days ago she noticed that she wet her underwear and did not realize that, period. Also said sometimes she experienced some painful urination. She stated that for the past year or so she's been having recurrent UTIs and says she thinks she has one again today, period. Next paragraph. Patient also report. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient reports pain in the bilateral trapezius muscle region. She denies trauma. Said pain is crampy. Said stated that she was here recently and had some injections which help, but pain is still present. She says pain is at the moment 3/10. Next line, patient also complains of a headache. She says she has a long history of migraine, including a family history of migraine, and headache is similar. Say that she's been using Motrin for a long time, which worked, but said she's afraid that Motrin might damage her stomach and her kidneys and would like to have an alternative medication for a migraine, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication analogies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes to the next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert-oriented. Doesn't appear in any distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is. Percent of room air, blood pressure is 143/88, pulse 78, respiration 18, temperature 98.1, period. Next paragraph. Left shoulder, full range of motion with mild discomfort, diffuse tenderness and palpation on the posterior surface of her left shoulder, no deformity, no scapular winging, period. No grating or crepitus with range of motion, period. No muscle wasting, period. Next paragraph, trapezius muscles bilaterally is without tenderness to palpation, no deformity. Next paragraph, back, full range of motion with mild discomfort and flexion, no step off, no tenderness of the bony structures, no CVA tenderness, period, no edema, no erythema. Next paragraph, abdomen distended secondary to obesity. The tenderness in the suprapubic region. She has normal bowel songs, period, no organomegaly, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no muscle wasting. Strength is 3/5 lower extremities, bilateral. However, she has no muscle atrophy, period. She has good sensation. There is no cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, cardiac regular rate and rhythm with a grade 2 murmur. Next paragraph, neuro, she's alert oriented in times 3, cranial nerves 2 to 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is headache, number 2, chronic shoulder pain, number 3, UTI, number 4, back pain, number 5, radicular lumbar pain, correction, lumbar radiculopathy, number 6, morbid obesity, number 7, mitral valve regurgitation. This was seen on ultrasound done today. Next paragraph. The following tests were done including today, EKG. EKG revealed first degree block, but no acute injuries demonstrated. Ultrasound was done to assess patient's kidney. Ultrasound was normal. Incidental finding of mitral valve regurg. Cardiomegaly. Next paragraph. Labs were drawn. Labs include CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C, urine culture, T3, T4, TSH, vitamin D. Next line, urinalysis was done today. Urinalysis revealed positive nitrite. Glucose was negative. Ketones negative. Trace blood. Next paragraph. Patient was sent home with the following medication, Maxalt. This is for a headache. She will take one at onset and repeat one every 2 hours, but do not take more than 15 milligrams in 24 hours period. Patient has been evaluated in the past by a neurologist, and ibuprofen was the recommended intervention period. Next paragraph, gabapentin for neuropathy, 300 milligrams, 1 POTID, times 30 days. This would be increased from a normal regimen of BID. She says that is not working. Next medication, Cipro, 500 milligrams, 1 POBID for 7 days, number 14. This is for UTI. Next paragraph. The patient indicated that she was being followed by a GI doctor who has stopped seeing her because of insurance issues. She said the doctor does not take her insurance and would like to have a referral to a new doctor, period, for her GI issues. She was advised to call her insurance carrier to see who is within her network and to bring the name and we'll complete a referral, period. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of the patient.